what started as drive-in concerts and then progressed to fall drive-in movies, and now the Grand is thrilled to turn on the lights around town with a new holiday activity for Christmas. What's happening?
Yes, yeah, we are very excited about it down at the riverfront. We actually recently made the difficult decision to cancel our riverfront rink, ice rink, for this season. Just with the restrictions of being the crowd size and things like that, it just wasn't going to work out this year. So we were looking for other family-friendly holiday time activities, and we began working with the Grand. Obviously, they've been so good with the concerts, drive-up concerts and things like that, that we kind of started working with them and just came up with the idea for the drive-through light show, where we'll be bringing roughly about 40 different light exhibits that you'll drive through in one of our commuter parking lots, all set to music and all completely contactless in your car with the family. Just really enjoy the holiday spirit.
So how will this work? Walk me through. You purchase a ticket. Let's start there. How much will tickets be?
Tickets are $25 per carload.
And then I buy my ticket. I show up on the day that I choose, the night that I choose. How will it work?
We are asking everyone to purchase tickets online ahead of time. For a designated day and time slot, we have an hour and a half long time slot just to kind of keep the flow going of the traffic during the light show. When you arrive, you can come from either direction over the new bridge in on the riverfront or from 95 from the north. You're going to enter in our Justison Street parking lot, in our commuter lot, and there'll be areas for you to drive through to show your ticket. Again, all contactless, to show it on your phone or print something out and show it. We'll be able to scan you in. And then you just kind of go through a parade of sorts where you're just going to drive through a designated area in a designated direction and go through each individual exhibit and see the different lights as you drive through. Everything is set to music, so you can turn to a specific radio station when you arrive and then just kind of go through and enjoy the show.
And this will be held, I assume, rain or shine, right? Because you get to stay in your vehicle.
It will be rain or shine. Yeah, obviously there will be certain times if the snow or wind makes for driving conditions, it would be hazardous. You know, we may have to postpone a night or two, but for the most part, are completely weatherproof.
Where are the displays coming from? You said 40 different light exhibits. Where are those displays coming from?
We are working with a company called Light Action. They've been an AV company that we've worked with on many different events in the past, the concerts and things like that. And they're working with another company that specializes in creating these and then bringing them in. And then we'll just be constructing them from there.
Mark, I didn't want to leave the Grand out because you guys are a big part of this. I wanted you, if you can, to expand on this. I know the lights have really been out in all three of your theaters for many, many months now. What does an event like this, what will it mean for you?
Well, Kelly, it's really important for the Grand, which is a nonprofit community serving organization, to continue to fulfill its mission. And that's a real challenge in the age of COVID when our theaters, as you noted, are closed. And so this is an opportunity for us to take our mission-oriented service to the community outside the theater. And we see this as a wonderful opportunity to provide entertainment for the residents of Wilmington and Delaware at a time when I think indoor entertainment is just not possible.
Has the community always been there for the Grand, Mark?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, here we are. This coming December will be the 149th anniversary of the original opening of the Grand. We're getting ready to celebrate our 150th next year. And, you know, just to have an arts institution that has remained in the community and is as vital as it's ever been, if not more so, I think is a real tribute to the understanding that the community has about the importance of arts and culture to a vital city. And so, you know, we honor that tradition and we want to be there for the community the way that the community is there for us. And not to put too fine a point on it, but because we have been closed since March, because we have had to borrow money from our investments and spend money at a time when we can't generate much, if any, revenue, we're going to be coming out to the community in the coming months and asking for help to keep the doors open for the future. And so it's important that the community realize that the Grand continues to contribute even when it's a challenge.
Yeah, I was going to say we're 7, soon to be 8 months into this coronavirus pandemic. What do you want the community to know about, in the era of COVID and so many businesses and arts organizations, and I could go on and on, having to close, how important is it that the community step up and continue to support the work that you guys do?
Well, it's vitally important, Kelly, because You know, it's not just about the Grand and the audiences of the Grand. In a normal year, we bring 200,000 people a year to downtown Wilmington. And those people shop in stores, they park in garages, they eat in restaurants, they buy gas on their way, they even pay babysitters. And all of that is a contribution to the economy. But it's also an issue of quality of life. I mean, I believe I've spent my entire career working for the support of the arts, that, you know, a vital arts community makes a city special. And so, you know, it's important to have the Grand for the entertainment that we provide and for the community services that we provide, but it's also important for the community as a symbol of what the community values and sees as a part of its soul.